quarter past four, grabbed my cap and bag and slipped out the door and hooked up the tractor with the U-Haul hitch. We picked up Vince and we headed out to Peak the Sitch. Yeah, we figured we'd try to go get into some smallies in the Clearwater. Praying there wasn't nothing to get snagged up on. So we're cruising somewhere near Livingston. I had some herb in my bowl and I lit it again, and I was jabbered at the jaw and crimson in the eye. On the way to Dale Hollow, I was floating like a butterfly. Then I got stung by a bee. Well, I had to squeeze the mustard. Uncle Vinny said, wow. Then I saw the lights flash and my heart sank down, and the mail showed up with a real nice lean. I rolled down my window and he done smelled my weed. He said, hey there, I'm Officer Looper, the Tennessee State Trooper, and I'll take your license and your registration and that big old sack of grass right there. I guess it was only a matter of time, really. He said, way ahead, and I said, to catch some bass. He said, step on out into my magnifying glass. He made me watch his fingers and touch my nose, and he made me count to 30, but then he let me go. Made my day. I reckon it was a little catch and release. So that is my story, and I want you to know, if you're gonna go fishing, you better take her slow, better look both ways and keep her in line. Let this be a lesson to you and all your partners in crime. Always watch your 69, don't roll through the stop sign. You don't always need to make the verses rhyme. Don't be mixing liquor with your wine. If you feel so inclined, keep me in mind. And oh, by the way, only break one law at a time. True story.